Vayitu in Shasri above Mitzia Daf Samach Vav picking up all and Samachim Beis by the bottom of the page, four lines up from the bottom. First word Ha'u Gavra. We mentioned yesterday that a few lines up from this that Mochel Obayis. Let's say someone sells somebody a house. So I sell you a house, and then or a field. And then I say, but by the way, whenever I have money to buy it back, you have to give it back to me. Also, that's going to be us, sir. Because then what happens is it becomes as if it was a loan in the meantime. You gained from that. And that's called ribis. But let's say the buyer then says to the seller, whenever you have money, I'm going to give it back to you. Mutter. Then it's going to be mutter to do. That is the Gemara over there, right? That's Mutter when he makes it tonight. Now the Gemara asks, skipping a few lines, what's the difference in the two cases, the Reisha and the Seifa? Why is it when the first case, when the seller makes it tonight, it's going to be Usser, but if the second case, when the buyer makes it tonight, it's going to be Mutter? So Rava says, because Seifa Damar Limidaite, really what he's saying is, he's like, yeah, basically if I want to, I can return it, but if not, then not, meaning it's a full-fledged sale and there's nothing to talk about, it's game over, and then it's up to him to decide if he wants to give it back to him. Now, says the Gemara, we're going to ask a question. There's a who gavra the zabin liara lechavra. There was a story about a guy who sold land to his friend. Shalom b'chrayis. He sold him without a chrayis. In other words, he said, listen, I'm selling this to you, but if someone comes and takes it from you because I owe property to somebody else and they come and they steal this from you, their government of Ilkuchos, which is you, then it's not my problem. That's Hashem Yishtefenu Balchov, Shali, Lachzer Lachaklum, I'll give you anything. Go on to Parish Le, Hachi, Behedya, Bishtara, Deim, he said it straight up. Deim Istama, if it's just Minestan, then we held the Kishmuel, the Amar, Achrayas Tau Sofer, we said it earlier on Daf Tes Vav and Beis, and therefore, of course, Achrayas is built into it. So he says it straight up. Chazye Dahavaka Otsiv. So then the seller saw that the buyer was sad. So Amar Lehi says to him, "Whoa, what's the issue? Why are you so sad? Am I at Sivta? Why are you sad? Itar for Lachminach. If someone's going to come and take this stuff from you, Magbina Lach Shufra, don't worry. I'm going to give you back from the land, from the best of the land." Rashi says that is that Meidis Sheminachasai Yeparelecha, from the best of my land, I'll pay you back. Afas a Shevach Tashbiach, Rapero Sheit from Mucha. Even the amount of money you put into it, I'll pay you back. And the stuff that he took from you, I'll give to you. Back in the Gemara, Shivcha Operi, I'll give it all to you. Amar Meimer says in such a case, beep turn the page of Pitume Mili Bamu. It's just Pitume Mili. It's irrelevant, doesn't mean anything. Rashi says, Ein Elu Ella Divrei Tanchumim, but Alma just trying to, you know, appease him, calm him. Lefate Maslibu to make him feel good, but really it's a full-fledged deal. If someone comes and takes it, then he doesn't have to deal with it afterwards. The guy actually gets messed over. So says the Gemara, Amar Le Rav Ashi Le Amemar Taima Mai. What's the reason why you say that it's not a real statement? Why do you say it's just words that doesn't mean anything? Why are you saying it's real? Kevin de lokech by las nuye, because of the fact it must be that the buyer is the one who has to say that, right? To make that tanai. Right? The buyer is the one who should have said when he's doing it, by the way, only on condition that you pay me back, you know, that you know you're doing it with a chrayas. But he's not the one who said it over here. The seller's the one who said it, and that doesn't really make sense. Says the Gemara, it's just pitumi mili. Allah masnisa de katani, frank the Gemara, but hold on one second. What is the price that we saw that where the buyer says to the seller, when you get money, you can take it back from me. Mutter, we said it's mutter to do. It's not ribis because it's just, you know, pitput, it's just pitume mili bi'alma. That's all he was saying. The mochu de boy lavasnuye. But in that case, the seller's the one who should have said that tonight. Because it's going to be to his benefit if he does that. But Mocher Loasni, the seller, is not the one who did it. Velokeach Kamasi, it was the buyer who ended up saying it. So according to you, that's why it's just, you know, just words, and it doesn't really mean anything. It's just words to comfort him. Vaminan, but what do we say? Vaminan, Maishtaresh, Maishtaresh, Seif, what's the difference in the two of them? Why in the first case, when the seller said it, is it usser? But in the other case, the buyer said it's going to be fine. Rava said, Seif, Damar Limidaite, because the Seif, with the buyer saying it, it's just Midaite saying, you know, if I want to do it, if I don't want to do it. So what do we see? Kum Tachos, time of the Damar Limidaite, because he specifically said at that time, oh, it depends how I'm going to feel at the time. What is the implication? Halo, Damar Limidaite, if he hadn't said that, then Lo Amin and Pitumi Mili Bi'alma, we wouldn't have said Pitumi Mili Bi'alma. Oh, what do you do with that? He says, no problem. It doesn't mean that he actually says, I'm doing this only midaiti. It's ke'ilu, he said it like that. And Rava's pshat is that the buyer's statement of words of comfort is, since it's the seller who should have made that, not the buyer said it. Okay. We have another story like this where there's a guy who was on his deathbed. Because of Gita Levita, he wrote a get for his wife. Rashi says, Shalot Tzakik Yibum, because they were married, they didn't have any children, and if he dies, he's going to fall to the brother to have to Yibum, and they don't want that. So he writes a get, Shalot Tzakik Yibum, Velo Kasaf La Al Tanai Yemesi. He didn't write a Tanai, if I die. He didn't write that in there. Inged V'Istach. So when he was given the get, he was groaning, he was sighing, and he was clearly upset about the whole situation that was going on over here. Right, because you think, like, even if I get better, I'm going to get messed over. Amar Leah, Michael Mesnach, why are you moaning here? Why are you sighing? Ikaim mas didachana. If you'll survive, I'll be yours. And therefore, the get's no good. Amar Zved, Pitumi Mili Be'amahu. These words are just words of comfort. They don't mean anything. And even if it gets better, they're divorced. Amar Leir of Achim Ediftili Ravino. He says, Ve'ila, Pitumi Mili, Mai. And what if the reasoning of Pitumi Mili didn't exist? Rashi says, Va'afim Amar Be'emes. In other words, let's say she said a type of lashon of like, I'm going to belong to you. Like she said, be'emes, really, for sure, she made a shvua, says Rashi. Ve'af im amra be'emes, so be kabbalah shvua gemura, my, what's going to be the din then? Bedida kaima l'mishte tanoi begita? Like, what's going on? Does it make sense that this would work? Like, Rav Zid is the mashmosa of Zvid? Does the get depend on her? Rashi says, b'tmiya, get einu ela midas ha'ish. It goes going to the man. V'tzarech l'moser la al tanai. He has to give it to her on this tanai. V'im lo yisna b'shas asina. If he doesn't do that, without mas at the time he's giving it, then tanai shela einu klum. Her tanai is nothing. Afilo amar kodam l'chein. Even if she said it before, v'lo dami l'mamon d'mishabed nafse b'dibur. It's not like money that you can mishabed with your words. Back to the Gemara, b'diday kaimis l'mishtei tanai. I'm sorry, b'diday kaimis l'mishtei tanai. It's on him to do such a thing. Right. So what's your havamina mean that this should work? There's a Gemara, no. Ma'u detema hu gufei adaita dida kakami v'yav gita. When the husband heard her saying that, then he decided to give it to her with those tanaim. Still, Kamash Milan is coming to tell you that in the case in this matzav, her tanai doesn't work because it's just words of comfort, and they are divorced. Okay, Zakta Gemara Viter. We had the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hilvo al Sadeu, that if someone lends someone else on his field, right? Sometimes he's giving over like a mashkon here, like a security deposit, and he says, listen, if you don't pay me within 3 years, the field is going to be mine. And the borrower doesn't actually pay on time, then the field belongs to him. Now, says the Gemara, we're trying to figure out, when somebody says a statement like that, this is what's known as a smachta. When somebody says, and if I don't come back, then the following, do they really mean it? Or they're just saying it because they're sure they're coming back? Like, yeah, if I don't come back in a year, I'll give you all my money. Like, do they really mean that? Or are they just saying it like, just make the person feel good, there should be some on them? And that is a machlokas. I'm Rav Huna. This is a machlokas between, I think, sort of Yehuda and maybe Rav Nachman. Okay, we'll see. Havol Sadeo Amar Rav Huna. B'shas Matan Mos. If at the time the money was being given, then Kanakol. In other words, if the guy says to him that if I'm not back, if I don't pay you by this certain time, that the money, it didn't say it at the time it's given. Pardon, I do say that. Rashi says, B'shas Matan Mos. Hisna Al Menas Kein Kona Akol. V'im la'acher matan mosh, hisna ein d'rav klum. So did I make this tonight at the time it was being said? And the field I'm giving to you, like you lend me money and say you could keep this field, I don't pay you back by a certain time, and you lend me $100 and the field's worth $1,000. Still, that's the discussion here. B'shas matan mosh, kana akol, then he's going to kana everything. But la'acher matan mosh, If it's right, even the field is worth more than the amount that he gave, it's worth $1,000. Right? So that's just called like an asmach that I'm just like want you to feel good. Lacha matan mos, but if this agreement is made after matan mos, after the money is already given, lokana ela keneged mosav, the amount that you're gonna acquire is keneged the money that I actually owe you. So in other words, you get $100 worth of the field. Rav Nachman Amar, afil lacha matan mos karakol, even after the money was given, he acquires everything if they don't pay back by a certain time. Ovid Rav Nachman uvda, so the Rav Nachman actually paskin like that, gabe reis galusa, by a case of the reis galusa, and he said, kishmaite, according to the way that he taught, that he gets the whole field, right? So he wrote up a whole shtar, as we're going to see. He wrote up a whole shtar about this. And he said the lender gets the borrower's field, gets the whole field. Kari Rav Yehuda l'shtar. Rav Yehuda saw this and he ripped it up. Armer le Reish Galusa, Reish Galusa came to Rav Nachman, you know, who just lost, you know, he could have got this field. Now he's like messed over. He says, Rav Yehuda kari l'shtar. He says, you know, Rav Yehuda ripped up your shtar. Armer le Rav Nachman said back, dar de kakare. Well, what do you think? This is a kid who ripped it up. Rashi says that v'chi lo adam gadol hu, lo karu below tam. He's adam gadol. He didn't rip it up for no reason. Back in the Gemara, Gavra Rabba Kari was a great person who did it. Chazabi Taime the Kari. He must have some reason why he wrote it up. He must have saw there's some sort of problem with it. Igadami, some say that Rav Nachman said, not like that. It says, Amalei, Rav Nachman said, Dardaka Kari. Check, he said, it was a kid that ripped it up. The Kuli Amalei Didi, but didn't have Dardaka Ninu. Because everyone is like a kid compared to me when it comes to these type of halachos. Like, I'm an expert. Rav Nachman knew was an expert when it came to dinim. So he said, I should get it. Hadam Rav Nachman, then Rav Nachman said, Afilu b'shas matan mos, even if they mask him to give up the field at the time the money was given, lo kanav lo klum, still he doesn't get anything. He changed his mind and he went back on it. So, yeah, it's just called the smach, it's nothing. Esvi Rav Rav Nachman, Rav came and asked the kash of Nachman from our Mishnah. Im iata nosin li mikan vad shalashadam. If the lender says to a borrower, if you don't pay me within 3 years, harei shali, the field is going to be mine, and itaka doesn't end up paying it, harei shalo, the field actually belongs to him. So what do we see? We see that itaka does, it does work. It is a binding situation over here. So Amar Lei, Rav Nachman said to him, ani omer smachta kanya. I was of the opinion, Rashi says, Hayisi Ragalomer Kana called Asmachta Kanya. Of a minyume chalak alive, echzirini midibrei. I changed my words. Vasmachta he avtocha be'alma, lismacha dvar, vishem lo yumali dvar, yitin lo shava masayim b'mana. So he says, I used to hold like that. Umanyo, but manyume said, Asmachta is not Kona. So therefore, it's not binding. And I went back and therefore, good question. We go take it up with him. L'manyume kashya masnisen. According to Manyume, our mishta is a problem. Right? Why is it that it does work if it's just an asmachta? Iba yisema, we have two answers. Iba yisema masnisen Rabbi Yossi. Alexander says is Rabbi Yossi. Dama asmachta kanya. Right? He says asmachta is kanya. It's a machlokus, whether it's kona or not. Beep, turn the page. Some of the base. Iba yisema, you want to say, really, again, well, first let's answer. Dama lei kinime akshav. The borrower says to him, acquire the field from now if I don't pay you within 3 years. And that's not called an asmachta because he's acquiring it right away. And if he pays back, then he gets it back. The point is that when a person says a line, if I don't, then you get this, that's called an asmachta, and is it kona, is it not kona? And it's similar, we're saying that it is not kona, so why does the Mishnah say that it does work? So we have two answers. Either a Mishnah is going according to Rav Yossi, which is against Manyumi, it's a machlokas, he's a asmachta take is kanya, or this is a different case entirely, where he says, I'm going to acquire it from now, and then we'll deal with it later if I end up paying the money. Rashi says, Im lo etin lecha ad shaloshanam delav asmachti, ele kinyan gomri, sha'al minas mecher gomri, hechzik ba me'achso b'damim halalu, ve'oz li'ozil gabei, v'zeh kibel alav, shem yachso lo masov, and he's a guy who gives back the money, ad shaloshanam, yikablim ve'apiros, le Rabbi Yehuda, lokeach ochlan, lokeach gatsim rabban, and mishal shaloshan, this goes back to the case of who eats it, and it goes and they put it into thirds. Sorry, they give it to a third party. Okay. Amrulei Mar Yenuka Omar Kshisha Bnei Derev Chista Rav Ashi. Mar Yenuka Mar Kshisha, where the kids, the sons of Chista, is said to Rav Ashi. Hachi Amri Nardoi Mishmei Derev Nachman. The Nadai said in the name of Rav Nachman, Haya smachta bizmane kanya, below bizimne kanya, below zimne lo kanya. When we're dealing with an asmachta, then if the time comes, then it's kona below zimne lo kanya. But if the time didn't come yet, then Rashi says kom shigya, so it's not kona. In other words, asmachta is kanya. Now, remember, we said there of Nachman changed his mind, so this must be talking about before he changed his mind when he's saying this this statement. Now, Amar Lahu, so he said to him, Rav Nachman is saying that the lender acquires a field only if he didn't pay it off by the particular time. So he says to him, Kol mide de bezimne kani, belozimne lo kani. Pardon, wrong trap. He said, Kol mide bezimne kani, belozimne kani, lo kani. Of course, anything when the time came, it comes into effect. And the time hasn't come, it didn't come into effect. So why are you saying this by an asmachta? Says Gemara, Dilma hachi kamir tu. Maybe this is what you mean to say. If he meets up with him, the borrower meets up with the lender in the meet before the time arrives that he has to pay it back, and he says, "You know what? You can have it." Rashi says, like I'm not going to pay it back. I'm not going to acquire it. Then kani, then attack. The attack works. Rashi says, "Degamer v'akni." Why would he say that? Even he's not able to be tovayim yet. Basa zimne, but once the time arrived, he has to pay. He says, "You acquire it. Lo kani, you don't acquire it. That's strange. Why wouldn't you acquire it? The time came. My time. Why? Because machmas kisufu dekamale. He was because of embarrassment. He's saying to him, really wants to pay it back, but he doesn't have the fee, the money yet. So therefore, he's saying such a statement, so he's just trying to push him off. So Gemara Velohi, Tafila Bago Zimne, even if the borrower made the statement within the time, Namilokani, it's still not going to be Kona. If I had to come like today, why did he say it? Because he was thinking, Kimati Zimne Lole Silitradon. When the time comes, let him not come and start to bother me. Rashi says, he's really trying to push him off because he's embarrassed. So time comes, he's not going to even come to him because of that, but really he's not giving it up. Rav Papa says, Rav Papa, hiya smachta. When we're talking about this concept of a smachta, zimnin kanya v'zimnin lo kanya. Sometimes it really does work and sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it's kone and sometimes it's not. Ask the kashasi shechra kane. Let's say the lender finds the borrower. Rashi says, Ashkri biyom azman, shashi shishra b'chanut. He's in a bar and he's just getting smashed. Ein ze etzev lachzor achar pidyon sadeh b'dayto l'shaka. This person, he's not trying to go out and gather the money to pay it up. So in such a case, he gave it up. Kani. And now this field is acquired by the lender. Yeah. Very clear that he's giving it up to come a hapika zuze. But let's say you find this guy, he's running around town trying to collect money. Then lo kani, it does not kona, even though he hasn't paid it yet. And he says, if it's not by this date, I'm going to give it to you. It's not considered kona. Now, amale rav achim idifto ravina dilma lefachuse lefachuche pachte kashase. Who says maybe the reason why he's drinking is not because he's not caring, just the opposite. He's so stressed over it, he's trying to calm himself. Rashi says, the hafig daigaso, shadoi galamos, tuxif, v'yayin yitzmach, the wine makes a person happy. It gladdens the heart. V'yayin yisamach levav enosh, lehatzil panim mishamen v'lechem levav enosh yisa. The wine gladdens the heart of a man. Inami inashachrinias mecheazuze, or let's say he's drinking, he's not worried because someone else promised that they're going to give him the money and he's going to be able to pay it back. So that's not a raya. Ela amaravina ikapid bidamei vade kane. If this person's makbid on his property, that he's not willing to sell it for a price lower than he wants in order to gain capital to be able to pay it back, then vade kani, for sure it's kani, because this guy, he's not willing to go ahead and to sell anything less, means that he's not really willing to go and get it. Rashi says, im makbid mechiras chafatzav shol lefachos mishfuyin, vade kani inu chosh im tishket sadeh. He doesn't care if his field gets taken. Amalei Rav Acha midivtil Ravina, Dilma Savar. Well, who says? Maybe not. Maybe he thinks that he has to keep this price for his stuff. Keichi delo tisel aris, that his land is not going to become, lower value. Everybody sees this guy. He's willing to sell for whatever price they're going to give him. So then it's going to cause everything to go down. Rashi says, Shem, All his land is going to go down. He's not really being, he's not giving it over. So, if on the day, even according to its value, he's makbid his land, he's not even going to sell it all. Then clearly the guy's going to acquire the field, because the fact he's not willing to sell anything means he's willing to give that up. Even though the Rabbanan say, Asmachta is not kone, and the lender can't take the field, at least all of it, Apotiki havya lemigba mina. The value of what he lent him, so he lent him, the lender lent him $100. The field's worth $1,000. The guy doesn't come in time. He says, I'll give you the whole land. Asmachta's not kanya, if you don't get the whole land, but at least you get the amount that you gave. So you give $100, you get $100 worth of that field. And Rashi says of that field itself, Rashi says, kona buck and egg mosav, v'im ba lefroa hamo slachizman lo yikablam. Like, sorry, man, he gets to keep that part of it. What's up, apotiki? Well, apotiki is potekai. Like, it's over here is where you're going to get it from. Amle Rav Huna Beredo Rav Nachman Rav Papa Mika Amar Le Kini Leguvainu. Did the borrower say that the lender acquired the field to be able to collect the debt that I owe you? Why should it be that the field has to be mortgaged if the borrower never said that this is the case? Now understand that the Gemara is going to get into now. He just said, Mika Amar Le Kini Leguvainu, acquire the field to collect. Which sounds like if he would have said it, then it would take a work. Would it really take a work? So asmachti, the whole thing is asmachti. Asmachti lo kanya, asmachti zakona. So like, what are you talking about? The whole thing wouldn't work anyway. Ella potiki de kaamara papa mahi. So rather, what does it mean? Apotiki, this apotiki that Rav Papa said, what is he talking about? In other words, what case is the property considered that is mortgaged to the lender? If he says that, if I don't pay you back, you could take particularly from here. Rashi says, "Apatuch shalosh shanim v'im ein ani nosin lecha migufa keneged moscha ad shalosh shanim tekula shalcha baha." It is, you can poteikai, get it from here. It's considered apotiki. Okay, ahu gava, another halacha. Ahu gava dezabin le'ara lechavre. There was a guy who sold land to his friend, and he sold it to him b'achrayas. Something happens, someone takes it, that there's a third party, I'll pay you back, don't worry. Amarle, so the buyer said to the seller, Itarfule minai, if anyone, one of your people comes and takes it from me, magbis li me'idei idist islach. Are you going to give me from the best of your land? Rashi's kenegin mo'osai me'idei idist islach. Are you giving me from the top of the top? Amarle, so he said back, me'idei idist lo magbin alach. No, I'm not going to pay back at the top of the top. To be able to make him come out, because I want that. I want to hold on to it. Ella magbinach lach meidis acherim deisli. I'm going to pay you back with the best of land that I have. Stuff that's better than you have, but not the top of the top. So you have a level 50. I'm not giving you level 100. I'll give you level 75. Lasof tarfim. And that is what happened. They took the land from the guy. And now he says, all right, give me back. Asa bitka shakel leideidis. Rashi says, "Bitka shatav." There was a flood. Nar shatva liide idis ukeshaba ze ligbos mina idis kvitanoi amar lo tigbiela mi beninis acheres sheishli. So what happened was, is he said, "I'm not giving you my top of the top. I'll give you top, but not top of the top. So I'm not giving you my 100 land. I'll give you my 75." In the meantime, a flood came and knocked out his 100 land. All that he was left now with was 75. Became his top quality, and then he had lower level lands like beninis. So what happened? Savra papa lemimer. You wanted to say meidis amar le. The seller said to the buyer that he's going to give him from meidis v'hakayme, and it's still there. So if we got to give it to him, but let the seller say, when I told you I'm going to give you this 75 land, to have idis kaimis because I had the 100 land, but hashta idis idis. But now my 75 became the 100, and therefore I'm going to give you, I'm keeping that, and I'm going to give you the bane in this land. Another case, Rav Bar Shaba have a masik be Rav Kahana Zuzay. Rav Bar Shaba owed money to Rav Kahana. And Amalei, so he said to him, "Ilo paradil b'yom pioni, if I don't pay you back by a particular date, gvime haichamra, you can collect from this wine." Rashi says a pasuk dabim ulbasof yakar, but then what happened was it ended up going up in value. So does he have to keep to it? Because now that amount that he set aside for him is not worth more than he took. Some of the memory, Papa wanted to say, "Kiamina smachta lokanya." When we say smachta lokanya, hanimu ba'ara, that's by land. The lav lezabunika, because you can't go and sell it. Avachama, but wine, kivas lezabunika, since it can be sold, kizuze dami, it's considered like money, and therefore it's going to be kanya, no matter what the price was. And then we got knocked out, though. Amalei Rav Huna, Rei de Avuda, Rav Papa, Hacha, Minim, Mishpe, the Rabbis, they said in front of Rabbi, Kol de'i lokani. Anytime it starts off that E with, like, if this is not going to be Kona. Amar Rav Nachman, Hashed, Amar Rabbana, Smachta, Lokanya, now that Rabbana said, Smachta is Lokanya. So if a lender took a field with an Smachta, Hadar Arava, Hadar Peri, the field goes back to the borrower, and all the stuff that's taken by the lender also goes back because it's machta's lo kanya. And, he says, I'm not going to pay for it in 3 years. You get to keep it. And then he took it after 3 years. So Nachman says that it's not kanya, so he has to give it back and everything that he took. Lamemer, the son of Nachman, do you mean to say that Nachman holds mechila betos lavi mechila? That someone being mocha by axe is not considered mechila? Because what do we have here? Kiha de mocher savai. It sounds like that the borrower who didn't pay it back said, okay, I guess the lender gets to keep it. And that's, he's mochel basically, but he's mochel by mistake. It's not konya. We said a mocha peiros dekel chaver. Someone sells the peiros dekel to his friend and they do some sort of kinyan. Rashi says, kodem shechontu perusah, before the things came about, before they even were sprouted. Amrav huna ad shlobo liolam yocholachsabo. Before it comes out, he can back out. Rashi says, imbalachsabo kodem shechontu perusah choze. Dafil man domer. Even according to one who says, adamak the domer shlobo liolam, hani mili shaba, lachsor acher shaba liolam. That's only once shaba. Lachsor, only once it came, but if not, you can go back on it. Once came, you can't go back on it because it works. Nachman Amar, af mi shabo liolam yochalachsor, even once it came into the world, you can go back on it. Rashi says, dein other magnadov shaloba liolam. Because you can't be magnadov and it doesn't come to the world. Nachman modina di shamat v'acha, but I agree that if the buyer took the stuff from the tree and he ate it, then lo mafkinim ine, we don't take it away from him. Right? The fact that the seller was maskim to this deal, therefore, if Nachman holds it, even though the seller's mechila was a mistake, his giving up was a mistake because he thought that the sale worked, in fact, it does work. We just second ago that Rav Nachman says that you have to give the stuff back, but wasn't it a mechila? Says Gemara, don't bring me a comparison. Hasam zvine hacha halva. There, the case of the date tree that was a zvine, a sale. Hacha halva, but over here we're dealing with a loan. So in the case of the sale, the buyer keeps the stuff because, yes, a mechila by mistake does work. But in the case of a loan, he has to give it back because otherwise it would be a problem of ribbis. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.